There's a lot of concepts that I'm currently working on in my head. And the thing I understand about human beings is that they constantly need certain concepts to be reinforced. Even when I think of my belief system of penalism, I understand that just writing a book, just talking about penalism now and then is not enough. I need to talk about it almost all the time. Because the systems we live in, schools, churches, mainstream media, social media, they are constantly pumping you with information and constantly reinforcing certain ideas. And it's infiltrated through music, through movies, through series, etc. South Africa as a country, and you know, I don't have a strong love for this country anymore. I'm not patriotic. Let me fight for this nation. In South Africa, our land. No. My loyalty is to good people across the world, regardless of nationality, regardless of race, regardless of gender. If you are a good person, you are one of my people. But South Africa currently, as it's a so-called sovereign nation, needs to dismantle the political system we're in. We need to dismantle party politics, and we need to be able to vote for individuals to sit in parliament. All of us, all 60 million South Africans, or at least the ones that are politically literate. That's another concept that I want us to work on. People need to have passed a test, or at least have undergone a seminar, a workshop. What does politics mean? How does it affect you? What is tax? How can you track how your tax is being used? What are tenders? What is a mayor? What is a ward councillor? What is an MMC? What is an MEC? Was it a premier? What is a premier? What is a member of parliament? What is a minister? What is a president? What is a deputy president? What are their responsibilities and how can you hold them to account? How is tax money collected and how is it used? What is the budget? Who decides on the budget? Let people become politically literate. Even if they are 14 years old, once they understand, let them vote. If they are 70 years old and they don't understand, if they are 35 years old and they don't understand, don't let them vote. You cannot have so much power when you are politically illiterate. Because again, you're giving a five-year-old a loaded gun. That's not an intelligent thing to do. So politically literate people out of the 60 million need to be able to vote for individuals. And those individuals need to be able to transparently show us what they've done. Need to be able to go on a website, Facebook, like Twitter, like Instagram, like YouTube. Go there and look at all the candidates. And we can have a thousand candidates. You can have them based on where they live. 10,000 candidates even. Where do they stay? So you say, oh, okay, I'm looking for political candidates in Newcastle. I'm looking for political candidates in Makhanda, Ekhini. Looking for political candidates, it's Anin. Let me see who's here. Oh, there's 20 people here. Let me look at their track records. This is Penuel, the black pen. He matriculated at Newcastle High School. He went to Newcastle Senior Primary, Newcastle Junior Primary, Chelmsford, Peter Pan. That's Penuel. What has he done? Oh, he's gone on to study at Rhodes University at Makand. Graduated with a BCom in accounting and economics. Went to do his honors in accounting at the University of Johannesburg in Johannesburg. That's what has he done? He's done charity work for this many years. 2,000 beneficiaries reached. Blankets, old clothing, old shoes, soup kitchens around Gauteng in Newcastle. He's gone to host seminars. He's written books, you know, and he's gone to clean up certain places. He's held politicians accountable. He's helped people fundraise through Stokvels. He's funded small businesses. He's helped businesses, whether in education, whether it's marketing them on social media or whatever the case may be. What are his networks? These are the people he knows. These are the people he's worked with. These are the countries he's traveled to. That's Penuel's track record. Can you maybe see some articles, some newspaper articles on written about this guy? Can you listen to some radio interviews, some podcasts from this guy? Can you watch some visual interviews or videos? What does Penuel stand for? Hi, guys. My name is Penuel. I go by the name Penuel, the Black Pen. I'm running as a political candidate currently. This is the current work I'm doing. I'm working in Johannesburg in Montgomery Park. I also do some work in Newcastle, in Central, and I also work in Matatieni. Currently, the projects we're busy with are cleaning, blah, 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 this and that. These are the businesses we've worked on. These are the entrepreneurs that we've done work for. I want to sit in parliament because I want to work on the Land Reform Act. I want to make sure land is given to people that are already working. Even if it's a small garden, you deserve more land. And then from the people that are not working the land, I want to take that land back. You could be a wealthy white businessman with 5,000 hectares. If some of those hectares are sitting, doing nothing, we're taking that land, boy, and we're giving it to people that are going to work. That's one of the things I want to stand for. Another thing I want to stand for is I want to fight for political reform. I want people to be able to vote individually for the candidates they think will best serve them wherever they may be. Remove party politics. Remove party politics. This thing of voting for a political party and then thereafter, they get to decide in the plethora of losers that they have in their group who to place there. That's nonsense. Number two, part of political reform needs to be, why am I voting for one party or one individual when there are so many candidates I like? Why are you making it binary, black and white? No, I want to give some of my shares to this ANC guy. I want to give some of my shared votes to this guy. I want to give some to this lady. I want to give some to this really old man that I like very much. I want to give some to Loma Kokolo. Hey, she's very funny, man. I think she's doing good work. Why in a dynamic world with technology do we not have stuff like that? I want that. And then people get to decide, oh, I think I'm going to vote for this guy. If I have 100% of my votes, I will take 20%, place them with Penuel the Black Pen. I'll take 5% of my votes, give them to Julius Malema. I'll give 7% of my votes to a Gayton McKenzie, etc. And then because we have the technology, we have blockchain technology, we have easy to see transparent stuff. We've got fingerprint, facial recognition. You can see who voted. You can see, you can capture it there. The technology is there. They can even have a pin extra. Before you vote, email address, password, fingerprint access, facial recognition, maybe some voice recognition, and it's fully captured. It was definitely Penuel the Black Pen that voted. And this is how he voted on these candidates. And then you do a consolidation of everyone's votes, especially after you've done the political literacy training. It can be on a video, 15-minute video online. After you've done the video, you verify I've done the video. Maybe you speak to an AI bot and they ask you a few questions. Who collects tax? SARS. What does SARS stand for? The South African Receiver Services or South African Revenue Services, as an example. What is a member of parliament? What are the responsibilities of a deputy president? Who is your ward councillor? What ward do you live under if you claim you live in Newcastle? Then you say, and it's like, oh, okay, we've given him 10 out of 10. He is ready to vote. And you vote here as well, using tech that can be verified. And at any given time, you can even show your votes out there and tell people, this is how I voted. This breakdown here, why is it a secret? Why is voting a secret if we're saying this person is doing good work? Why? It's because they know they want to fucking corrupt the system. They know that there's certain people that want to get tenders and they can't be seen siding with certain people. Why can it not be transparent? What am I scared of? I walk into Pick and Pay. I give them my money. It's not hidden. I don't order from my home. Oh, you won't know who I give my money to. If we're comfortable showing people who we give our money to, why can't we show who we're voting for? There are people that wear T-shirts, of course, of yellow ANC, blue DA, red EFF. So why are our votes our secret? Who decided that? We need transparency. How are we going to have transparency if people want to keep votes secret? It's because they know there's some shiga there somewhere. And that's wrong. So I'm going to keep revisiting this concept. I think it is fundamentally important and I need as many people as possible to internalize it so that anywhere they are, they can say, we don't want political parties. We want individuals and we want individuals with a track record and we want technology, transparent technology, which can capture our votes. And we want to be able to vote for more than one political party or individual. Why not? It's 2022, man. Why are we not using Twitter, Facebook, Instagram to vote? And collate, and someone can see, which if you go to my profile, you can see generally who I kind of support. It's there. Why is it hidden? Why is it hidden? There's something wrong, man, and we need to fix it. And if that's not going to work, then we need to find isolated, insulated solutions outside of politics. We're going to need more civil organizations. We're going to need more closed states where politicians can't get in. And in there, we have private schooling and private healthcare and private security. And we don't pay tax because our tax goes to where we live. And if government says no, but you must be like, no, we're not going to do that. We've been insulated here. We have an NPO. We have our own estate, our own little town, got our own little currency. Don't tell us because you guys don't want to be transparent. And you guys don't want us to vote for individuals that are doing good work. You want us to keep voting for one political party that's going to then go and choose some old, retired, or should be retired people who are suffering from Alzheimer's, diabetes, my joints, arthritis. She's there sleeping. Hey, point of honor. How, hey. I'd like to think the world deserves better. I won't say South Africans deserve better because they have not proven that they deserve better. But in an ideal perspective, South Africans deserve better. And I need minds like myself to be louder in this type of rhetoric. If you have a family of 20 people, explain to them. Penal says we must vote for individuals. And he says we should be able to vote for more than one person. What do you think? Go and say it in your native language. Yazi bengilaleli ipeni elimnyama uphenyi world black pen uNkulunkulu. Uthi uPenwell yindaba sivotela iparty eyodwa. Yindaba singakwazi ukuvotela amaparty noma u5. Uthola ipercentage ukuthi hayi ANC ngizoneza u30%, EFF ngizoneza u15%. Hey cha uyayibeka lo mfana lo. Ubeke ngelimlakini so that people understand and get the message out there. Fundamentally important. But like I said, because I understand that I'm dealing with a wave of propaganda, those of us who are understanding need to constantly speak about this stuff over and over. Slowly but surely, someone's going to be watching me when I mention it the 10th time, the 20th time, the 7th time. They're not going to catch this video. They'll catch the 50th video where I'm speaking about the same thing. And you might be hearing it for the 50th time. Hey, Penwell, we hear you, dog. Yes, dog. It's because you've heard it 20 times. The next person is watching me for the first time. They didn't even know that I exist. And I'm like, and they're like, oh my gosh, this guy makes sense. But it's the first time they're watching a video. And it happens to be my 57th video on the same topic. Fundamentally important. Penny all the black pen, man. Asbangan.